60 Minutes tells Joe Biden accuser Tara Reid's story in Australia. By Kyle Olson on October 4, 2020. 60 Minutes is telling the story of Joe Biden's sexual assault accuser Tara Reid, except it is the Australian version of the show. The show, which aired Sunday on Channel 9, posted the segment on YouTube. It shows Reid's home movies of a tour of Biden's Senate office, where she was an intern in 1993. "He was a political hero of mine because I bought into the image," Reid said. "And I really believed he was someone not only to admire, but I wanted to be like him, like I had hoped to be maybe a senator," she said. Reid said it was not long before her political hero turned into a predator. She told 60 Minutes Australia that he would put his hands on her and would run his fingers under her hair. "I had never experienced that with a boss before and I didn't know him," she said, adding they did not even engage in small talk. Reid said she never told him to stop because she was too scared to do so. She said he touched other women because he seemed to lack boundaries with women. 60 Minutes Australia said the behavior remains today, and played a clip of President Barack Obama cracking a joke about Biden's handsy ways. "You should try one," Obama said, drawing laughs from his Beltway audience. Reid then emotionally recounted the alleged attack by Biden in a Senate corridor, saying he spread her legs with his knee and she was trying to get away from him. Reid claims she pulled away after he penetrated me with his fingers. She said she fought the attack, he looked annoyed, and said, "Come on, man, I heard you liked me." Reid said an angry Biden pointed his finger in her face and said, "You know, you're nothing to me. You're nothing." When asked why she did not go to the police, Reid said, "They're there to protect the senators and congressmen. They're not there to protect us." Reid has made vague accusations over the years, but said she came forward with the full story only after Biden decided to run for president. "He's running on a platform of character. Well, I know what he is like. I know what his character is like, and he doesn't deserve the presidency based on what happened to me," she told 60 Minutes Australia. Biden has denied Reid's accusations. "I think deep down he knows," she said. Reid said she had nothing to gain by coming forward, and in fact, lost everything. "I lost work, legitimacy, I lost my reputation, I lost friendships, I lost my housing, everything, money, everything," she tearfully told the show. 60 Minutes Australia noted Reid's allegation has received little coverage this election. "I think the fact that he is an elite Democrat put him in this untouchable position," she said. Reid, a Democrat, said she is not going to vote in the national election. Reid's friend, Linda Lacass, whom Reid confided in decades ago, told the show she is going to vote for Biden anyway. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.